Welcome to the Hairdryer Treatment Podcast, powered by Kevin Grogan Soccer, Soccer Coffee, and much more. Welcome to the show this week. Delighted to have an interview with Dr. Beck, Christina Beck, who talks about hydration, a massive topic for youth soccer, the importance of hydrating, what hydrating is and how you do it. Christina also talks about her playing with the New York Shamrocks and the big Stay Cup final this weekend. And she's also leaving very soon to move to Seattle for a new job in the medical profession. So we obviously wish her well for that and hope that she brings her tent along with her. So after the break, a great piece with Christina Beck. The Hairdryer Treatment Podcast is proudly sponsored by Rezl. Rezl is the market-leading, academically validated VR training and cognitive development tool for elite football and is already installed at world-leading clubs. Rezl.com. Christina, thank you very much for coming on the show. So we're going to talk about hydration. So it's a big issue I find in youth soccer where kids are not hydrating themselves enough. Just talk to us a bit about what hydration is.
Sure. Like, you can think of hydration as sort of fuel for your body, in particular your muscles and organs. And this is very important in youth sports and in competition to be able to feed your muscles consistently throughout the game, throughout their performance. And actually, there have been many studies that show that even the slightest amount of dehydration can significantly impact a performance. So it is an important subject.
And then in terms of, you know, how you hydrate yourself, I presume it's a case of loading up on fluids pre, during and post games?
Yeah, absolutely. Pre-game is all about water. Water. There's not a need for sports drinks pre-game. And this is also something that needs to be done a few days before an event, especially if it's a big soccer tournament that's going to last all weekend. This needs to be done at least 2 to even 3 days before, and it's all about water. During the game, again, water, but this is when sports drinks will come into play. If you're having, you know, over 60 minutes of rigorous activity, you want those sports drinks. It's going to replace your electrolytes to prevent muscle cramping and help with hydration. And then after the game, again, water, sports drinks, and of course some food to prepare you for your next event.
So in terms of the sports drinks then, like your Gatorades and things like that, mm-hmm. that will replace the electrolytes, and sipping on that during the games and halftime in particular?
Yes, absolutely. Gatorade, Powerade. You don't want to go overboard because they do have a lot of sugar in them, and you don't need that much sugar, and in fact can cause some stomach pain, but just enough to get the electrolytes back in you. So just one standard bottle per match is generally okay.
And then in terms of like dehydration, like as us as coaches and technical directors, we have to be conscious of that. Are there particular signs that someone's getting dehydrated?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, muscle cramps is, you know, one of the signs that we're all familiar with that, of course, happens towards the end of a game. But just general weakness or someone being out of it, a headache or lack of concentration, lightheadedness. And of course, if a player is ever acting funny or out of it, you should assess their hydration status and make sure that they are drinking plenty.
And then just one thing, when I played many years ago as a professional, they always said to check the color of your urine in terms of hydration. That's something that players can do themselves.
Yes, absolutely. That's actually the best way to check your hydration status. And that can be started, like I said, as early as, you know, 2 to 3 days before an event. So basically you want the color of your urine to be clear to a light lemonade color. What I would say is good hydration status. And anything darker than that, especially like a dark apple juice-like color, is a sign of dehydration. And you should continue drinking water until a clear urine is obtained.
Yeah, and then in terms of the kind of nutrition aspect of it, in terms of, say, pre-game, mm-hmm. I feel some kids don't realize that you don't want to be eating too much too close to the game.
Yeah.
So is there a window where you have, like, let's say you have like a 1 p.m. game, is there a window where you have your main meal, like your breakfast at a certain time and a snack, and kind of keep that distance?
Yeah, so I mean, 1 p.m. game, you can have, you know, pretty much a full breakfast. you know, balanced with carbohydrates and a little bit of protein. If right before a game you still, you know, you're hungry, you want something, or maybe between matches when you only have an hour or so, something like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or a banana with peanut butter would be great, because really, especially between matches, it's the electrolytes and the sodium that you want to replace. And so, you know, peanut butter is a great snack for that.
Yeah, brilliant. And then just talking a bit about your own story in terms of you're obviously a doctor now and mm-hmm. you've studied really hard to get there. Talk a bit about, to our guests, I know they'd be interested in kind of that process. How many years were you studying and what are you going into now in terms of your qualification?
Yeah, so in America, I mean, so undergraduate, my college degree was 4 years. I decided to do an extra 4 years of graduate school, but that was just on my own, something I decided to do. I did 4 years of medical school here in New York, and now I'm going on to do plastic and reconstructive surgery residency in Seattle, and that'll be another long 6 years. So it is quite a commitment, but I really do enjoy it, and I'm looking forward to the next step.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then obviously you've played a lot as well. You currently play for the Shamrocks women's team. You won the league. You're in the Stake Cup final this weekend, mm-hmm. Which is a massive achievement. Talk to us a bit about that experience you've had over the last couple of years with the New York Shamrocks.
Oh, yeah. It's been everything. When, you know, when I got to New York, I moved here. I didn't know anybody. Moved here from California. And it was kind of my first sense of home here in New York City as the club. And I've had an amazing experience. And we've had a great coach and a great group of girls. We've all been committed. And yeah, like you said, here we are. We won league again and in the State Cup final. And I'm sad to leave the club, but I feel like it'll always be a part of me.
Yeah, and then just kind of talking specifically about Sunday, State Cup final. Obviously, you're playing a very strong team, but I know you're all very prepared. Is that something you're looking forward to?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I decided to stick around for this game. I'm very excited for it. We are missing a few key players, but I feel like we have a strong core and we'll be ready to go.
Cool. And then just to kind of wrap up on the hydration thing, what's the biggest piece of advice for kids in terms of they're playing games, they're going to tournaments, it's very hot. What's the advice you'd give them?
Yeah, I mean, I think I would say taking ownership of your own hydration status, like, focusing on even the whole week before, drinking lots of water, eating a nice, healthy, balanced meals, checking, you know, as silly as it sounds, checking the color of your urine to make sure it's that nice, clear color, and be prepared for game day to have your Gatorade or your Powerade and have that snack handy just in case you need it between games.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Christina.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
The Hairdryer Treatment Podcast is proudly sponsored by Rezl. Rezl is the market-leading, academically validated VR training and cognitive development tool for elite football and is already installed at world-leading clubs. Rezl.com.